Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
My darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland, your favorite show about the paranormal. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallward, and this is my co-host, Kara.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Anything new and exciting this week?
No, not really. This whole Russia inquiry thing is sort of heating up, though.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, I try not to pay too much attention to it, because, A, these things take years. And you can kind of go crazy just reading all the little clickbait articles like, you know, did Mueller find proof that Trump once flipped off a box of kittens? You know,
right.
It's like...
Yeah. Right. We all know that he probably did.
You know. Right. First of all, yeah, he probably did do that.
Here's what I think's going on with Mueller.
But it's getting crazy in the last, you know, few weeks.
Right. Here's what I think's going on with Mueller, and, mm-hmm. and I'll make it quick because I got something crazy to say. That's miserable. Something miserable and crazy.
Sounds like this show.
Yeah, totally. I think that he's basically put his hand into a bag of snakes. So, like, all this stuff, they're just, oh, Mueller says this, blah, 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 and all this stuff. Mueller really isn't saying anything.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely
so
not.
So, I think what Mueller did is put his hand in a bag of snakes and probably figured out that, like, literally 80% of the people that are in there, Democrat, Republican, Trump campaign, everybody is just shady.
Right.
You know, everybody who he pulls in, he's just, oh, that's shady.
Right.
That's
and
shady.
If you find...
And he himself is probably shady. You know, and they're all shady, and he knows if he rats out these shadies that his shady's coming out. It's like a, you know, how do you fix a bag of snakes?
Right. Well, I mean, if you're a special prosecutor and you find crimes, you can't not prosecute them, but you certainly can't decide, let's prosecute this and not this.
Right.
You know, yeah. So it's kind of like, oh my God, now I have to prosecute literally everyone in government.
Right. But I will say that I am your typical American voter because I like Mueller because he looks like he could be related to my uncle. That's about how in-depth my...
Okay, yeah, that seems reasonable.
So I'm very typical American voter.
Yeah, I don't know anything about the guy, really, and I'm just trying to wait for the eventual brouhaha that happens when he brings out the report. But you know, several indictments and like some of
I want like a WWF style McMahon throwdown. You know,
yeah.
I want some pageantry and some craziness. I want some stuff.
Right.
And I don't really care who goes down. I just want some people to go down because I'm an American. That's what I want. I want to troll people on the internet, and I want to see some people's lives get torn apart, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, I thought I should bring it up at least, like, once because we're a conspiracy show, and, like, no matter what you believe about this investigation, it's a conspiracy theory.
It is, yeah.
It's impossible to not become a conspiracy theorist when talking about this
regardless of what side you believe,
exactly.
The other side is conspiring.
Right. You either believe that Trump and basically a lot of the Republican Party is conspiring with Russia to win elections, or you believe that, you know, the deep state is conspiring to bring them down.
Right, yeah.
Either
yeah,
way,
that's true. That's
either way,
a good
point. It sounds ridiculous. So it's like, good, this is where we're at in politics.
Right.
There's no way to not sound ridiculous.
All right, so let me haul through my weird stuff here.
Excellent.
First of all, if anybody out there likes the music that we play on here, you know, I'm way into the music, into the songs, into the stuff. I have another radio show called Archaic Radio where I do just music, and my co-host is John Moore, one of my close friends who I love very much, and today is his birthday. He is 39. Happy birthday, John Moore.
Okay.
On top of that, this morning, I have a doctor's appointment with a sleep study. Because I need to sleep with a CPAP. I have a bionic nose that I sleep with at night to keep me from snoring.
Okay.
And I'm that guy.
Bionic nose, huh?
Yeah. Well, some people have the full mask, But I just have, like, a nose mask.
I see.
So I'm like an elephant. It comes off and goes to my machine and pumps me full of air so that I don't snore, right? So I'm in the meeting, in the doctor's appointment, and the guy, like, brings up my weight and starts telling me how I've, like, gained a lot of weight and I got to have another test. I'm going to kill you. I am going to kill you. So he tells me I got to have this other test where I, like, sleep with this thing on my finger, checking my oxygen levels. Because I've gained so much weight that it might be holding my body down. I might be breathing shallowly. And he tells me that since my last appointment in 2014, I don't even want to admit this. This is terrible. Since 2014, I have gained 66 pounds.
Nice, you know, doubles. That's kind of cool.
That is like a small wife. Like I have gained another person.
That's a very small person. That's a child.
I don't know.
It's weird terrible. That you said wife, because that's like...
I say that because the idea of having any more children makes me want to shoot myself in the forehead.
Okay, that's acceptable.
All right, so part of this is he tells me I gained 66 pounds in the last 4 years, which is 15 pounds a year, which is more than a pound a month, blah, blah, blah. I remember when I first was getting done up with a suit for a funeral or something when I was like 20-something, and I was thinking, oh, man, I'm fat. And they, like, measure my neck, and I'm like a 16-and-a-half neck because that's how you measure for a dress shirt.
Okay.
And then he's all, well, your neck's 18 and a half inches. And I'm, oh, my God. You know, so I got this, like, fat neck. He tells me that my, like, between my fat tongue and fat uvula, there's not much room to go in there, so I shouldn't sleep on my back. And, like, I'm just all like, oh, God. So I miss all that work, and I get home, and I get told that I need to go pick up my daughter. And I pick up my daughter, and I'm running back. It's now 12:30. I'm in a big hurry. And for those of you out there who are thin, I hope you burn in a fire. You know, but for those of you that are overweight, you know that basically my body is slowly turning into a potato. You know, and so I rush out to get my daughter. I had come home. I had used the restroom. I did my belt, and my belt was loose because I'm fat. And I rush out to get my daughter, and I'm pulling up to get my daughter, and there's some creepy woman in the parking seat next to me, just sitting there talking on her phone at the eye level that is that, right?
Ugh.
And I'm just all, what's up with this crazy woman? And I'm thinking how lame she is. And my daughter gets out of the car, and I get out of the car, and thanks to my loose belt and potato body, my pants fully fall down, like, right at eye level with this woman. And I'm all, oh, my God! You know, and, like, so I have to, like, run in, and now I'm, like, totally ashamed at how, like, fat I am and how, like, I'm basically committed a felony. You know, it was terrible. It was terrible. My life is being ruined by how fat I am. So basically, we need to come up with some sort of way where maybe I can lose some weight and generate some money for a cause. Do we believe in anything?
I don't.
Yeah, I know. Maybe. That's the hard part. We're a conspiracy show. We don't believe in anything.
Yeah. Well, you could...
Cats? I like cats. Everybody likes cats,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, save the starving kittens by selling some of your heavier organs.
Well, I was thinking maybe I would, like, lose weight and people could pay me 10 cents a pound or something.
Well, there's a lot more financial incentive if you sell useful organs.
Yeah, but I'm really overweight. Nobody wants my organs.
You know, they'll take them in China.
All right. So I'm miserable. My wife is laughing I'm telling her this story, saying how sorry she is that I'm laughing. Jared just gave me a dollar. I haven't done anything yet, Jared. That's condescending. All right.
Yeah, you don't want to owe this guy.
Right, totally. What if I gain weight? Do I owe him $2?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Next month, apparently, I'm going to be a pound and a quarter fatter. You know? All right, so our guest tonight is William Pullen. Been on our show tons of times. He is one of our faves, and we are going to talk about what is up with people mutilating animals. Is that an extraterrestrial thing?
Or just a bunch mutilations.
Of weirdos? Yeah. There's a lot of other animals, too. There's a horse thing going on out there, too.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. When we come back, we have our guest, William Pullen, and we're going to be talking about cattle mutilations. Come on back.
Darling, you've got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? if you say that you are mine. I'll be here till the end of time.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the Holidays.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, William Pullen. William D., are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. How's everyone over there?
Good. Fantastic. How's your holidays shaping up?
Quiet, which is good.
Quiet? Is it not normally quiet?
At times it's usually quiet. We'll leave it at that. Yeah. It's usually quiet.
I actually had an odd quiet Thanksgiving where it was just my wife and my three kids, and really that was it. Normally,
oh, only your wife and your three kids.
Well, they're grown ups. You know, my youngest is almost 18. You know, so it's not so bad. All right, William. So, you know, I'm pretty excited about this topic because it's always just been a weird one to me. It's like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is your high strangeness classic
situation.
Yeah. Right, but yet it's been a part of the UFO community probably since the, I'm guessing here, you probably know better, but from my little research that I did here, late 60s, 70s, it's sort of been connected to the UFOs, right?
Yeah, it broke like in 67 around the Pueblo, Colorado area, and since then it's been... It's been connected, whether directly or indirectly, with the UFO issue. So, but it definitely is one of those high strangest scenarios. It's a fringe topic like crop circles. It may be connected to UFOs, or may not. It depends on who you talk to. So.
Right, but so for people to understand what it is, let's talk about what it is and what exactly happened. Can you explain to our listeners what this cattle mutilation is and why it's noteworthy and not? obviously just some weird kids out there.
Well, the as a general summary of the phenomenon is that farm animals are found on their farmlands, and certain parts of their bodies have been removed without any blood around the corpse, without any sign of scavengers attacking the corpse, which is very unusual for Mother Nature. And you've got certain specific areas of the body which seem to be a focus of the examinations, removals, what have you. Things like the eyes, the tongue, the genital area, the rectum, those seem to be the focus of the examinations and the removals.
In my research today, that was one part that really kind of disturbed me. It was something like 60% of them had the eyes removed, something like 70% had the mouths, something like 80% had the genitals removed, and something like 94% had the rectums removed. And I'm just all like,
that's completely horrifying.
That is absolutely horrifying. Why is this, going on? But please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's been reported primarily in 9 states here in the Union: Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, Colorado. But there's cases scattered around. I did a little homework of my own last week, and there's rumors or legends of things like this transpiring as far back as the 16th century in England. But again, you can't do any research on that. It may be just legends, and the similarities are too vague to really make it a connection. But the phenomenon has continued to this day. And like anything else in the UFO issue, there are camps involved. There's some people, there are groups of people that feel there's a direct connection between the two phenomenons, and there's people of varying degrees thereof. But it's yet to be explained with any kind of certainty.
Yeah, and for our audience, in my reading about it, this is not a joke. This is something that ATF and the FBI have actually researched and not found any answers to, but did find that it was really going on.
Yes. Yeah, this has been researched by serious law enforcement agencies in the country. So it's not a fly-by-night kind of scenario. It's been taken very seriously by them. As opposed to the general UFO topic, which has not been taken seriously in a general way, this has been. And I think mainly because there's been a financial setback because these farmers, these ranchers are losing livestock, which means they're losing money. So they are definitely more involved in a direct manner to find out what's going on.
It fell under
their livelihoods.
It fell under the title of the greatest conspiracy of all, and that's money. You know,
you hit the nail on the head. That's right.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So when I was reading about the FBI doing the research, apparently part of the problem was that they didn't have the jurisdiction to look into a lot of them. So they were only able to look into ones with any sort of fervor that were in their jurisdiction area were on Native American lands. And so they were pretty limited.
That's kind of a red tape issue. Yeah, they didn't have free reins to examine the phenomenon in depth. They were kind of tied with one hand behind their back.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think that these ranchers would be all, no, I don't want to know why my cows are dying, you know.
Yeah, they've all been, in my research, it seems like all these ranchers have been very open to finding out what's going on with my cattle, because this directly affects their livelihood. But despite that, no answers,
So for our listeners, you know, we told them that these had been removed, but these have all the more so for our listeners to understand, these have been removed with some precision.
So it's not like animals being weird,
right?
No,
animals with scalpels.
It's not like a predator attacking an animal, leaving it in a very ragged, exposed way, the wounds or whatever, how the body is exhumed or opened up. These are precision cuts. The wounds are cauterized. There's no blood loss. There's no blood in the body at times. There's no blood left in the area surrounding the animal. In fact, there's no footprints. There's no sign of any other interaction with the environment, whether from the animal that had been mutilated or by any of the scavengers or any other kind of creatures that may have been in the vicinity, no sign of anything. It's as if, and it's going to sound UFO slanted, but it's as if the victim was lifted up, mutilated, and then dropped down to where it's found by something that's not actually in contact with the ground. Therefore, there's no physical trace of anything other than the animal's body.
Right, yeah. When I was reading about it, it said that in many cases, there was no footprints for 100 feet around it, including the victim animal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right, yeah.
So yeah, which is like, yeah. Whoa.
That's thought-provoking. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I don't know. And apparently this goes on with horses and other types of livestock as well, but for the most part... it's that was an accident, so I had to run with it. You know, it's mainly cat.
An accident, okay?
Right, it's mainly cat.
That was a very moving statement.
Right.
But correct. Oh, it generally seems to be cattle. Yeah.
So there must be something about the cattle that's making whatever is doing this. They're obviously
blame the victim.
Drawn to the cattle.
Fault.
Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the cow wearing?
That is
nothing.
Terrible. Yeah, totally. If that cow had put on something,
that question has been brought up by a lot of researchers. And what is it specifically about the cattle? Since the cattle seem to be the majority of the animals mutilated, that would make you tend to make the assumption that, okay, what is it about them that makes them more, I guess we could say, advantageous to examine, to mutilate?
Yeah.
But bovine creatures are very, very average mammalian creatures on Earth. They're herbivores. Every species is special, but, I mean, they're not any more special than, say, a horse or a sheep or a goat or anything else. But
no,
for some reason,
they're not particularly fast. You know, so maybe that's
kind of
helpful, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, it is really one of those things that from the day that I found out about it, I was really just kind of blown away at the idea that this is even happening. You know, that this is not mainstream news when it happens. It's weird to me. You know, science gets this a lot, and the UFO community hits science hard for it. But especially with the concept of time travel, the age of human beings, stuff like that, where we have these anomalous reports, and science can't explain them, and so they sort of laugh them off to the side, even though they're also totally willing to admit we have no idea.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens with all these non-mundane occurrences, be it cat mutilations, the general UFO phenomenon, I guess you could throw crop circles in that bunch.
Right.
They seem unable to explain with any kind of a scientific method what's transpiring, but they're very willing to laugh it off. Well, we don't know what it is, so we're not going to bother examining them. Well, in other words, they're not willing to make the attempt to fail. They just bail on it.
It seems so contrary to the scientific method to do that, to sort of laugh it off to the side and say, well, we don't know, let's move on. You know, that seems, you think that our best minds would just put their heads against it because that's, I guess there's no money involved. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. That's two nails you've hit tonight. Yeah, it's that's exactly right. It's contrary to the scientific method. It's an unknown, therefore, by definition, a scientist of any certain training should be able to attack the problem, examine it, and try to determine what's going on and what isn't going on. The scientific method does not involve just blowing off a problem and not even making the attempt.
Right.
But because the scientific community is based on, I guess on some level, some general assumptions, but a lot of it is influenced by money. Scientists are paid to attack certain problems. They're paid to ignore other ones.
Yeah, that's the case of everything here in this world. All right, so we're coming up on our first break here. You're listening to William Pullen here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We're talking about cattle mutilations.
I'm Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition, a chance to college, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, William Pullen. We are talking about cattle mutilation. So, William, I figured here in this segment we would talk about really some of the possibilities as to why this is going on. I think we've pretty much established that regardless of what people want to believe, this is happening on some level.
This is transpiring, yeah.
Yeah, so why do we think this is going on? You know, some people have tried to say that it's certain microbes or certain insects, but even that is sort of grasping at straws, and they admit that. You know, so So why would we think that aliens or UFOs would want to do this? I guess before we move on to that, one of the theories was that our own government is doing this.
Yeah, that's been a prevalent theory for a while.
Yeah.
As to the motivations why the government would want to experiment on cattle, your guess is as good as mine. I think that's pure speculation. We might all be wrong about it, but there's a whole list of theories that are put out for this.
Yeah, personally, for me, the government idea is just ridiculous. I mean,
it would have leaked by now if...
Well, just even outside of that, why don't they get their own ranch with their own cows? They don't have to go steal farm workers' cows to cut apart. That's ridiculous. The government government is not beyond spending insane amounts of money if they want to cut up cows, you know?
Yeah.
Insane amounts of our money. This is true, yeah.
Right, you know. So to me, that one's really off the table. So what... For the UFO researchers that think this is UFOs, for one, why do they think it's UFOs, other than the way that it's done?
Because of the level of strangeness, there's no sign of interaction with the environment. Mm-hmm. There's just the body. No footprints, no blood. The surgical skill that's shown on the wounds on the animal, the way certain parts of the body are excavated, I guess is a better term for it. The skill level was very high, extremely high, almost beyond what we can accomplish now. That was certainly the case in past decades. Mm-hmm. I don't know about now. I think that medicine has advanced as time has gone along. So I don't know if, I'm not sure if the wounds that are part of cattle mutilations are that far ahead of what we have to, our abilities now. But, I think, part of the issue with connected with UFOs is that a lot of individuals, and researchers included, tend to try to find explanations that are more out there instead of just thinking, okay, let's think of a grounded common sense approach. What here on Earth would be more likely an explanation? Instead, they go toward the more exotic.
The reverse Occam's razor, yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. but there's been a substantial amount, not a huge number, but there have been cattle mutilations where a UFO sighting has happened within the same general time frame and in the same general geographical area.
Mm. And this is a big part of why it's connected.
They made the jump that those two scenarios are intimately connected, or they're connected on some level. But the percentage of mutilations that have a UFO sighting connected to them is certainly not the majority. Mm-hmm. So it's still in the realm of speculation if they're connected. I mean, going to crop circles, same thing. There's some crop circles that are found, and there's a UFO sighting relatively close by and around the same time frame as that. That doesn't mean they're connected. It's just maybe it's just a random coincidence.
Yeah.
But the percentage of them having both those scenarios going on at the same time is not the majority. Same thing in cattle mutilations.
And they're also happening in parts of the United States where UFO sightings are much more frequent, isn't it?
Yes. The most famous case was the, what was her name? Lady. She was a horse in Alamosa, Colorado, which is kind of the southern half of the state, close to Great Sand Dunes National Park. And that was the first famous case that really broke the story. And even from the word go, the UFO scenario was kind of attached to it because it was such a high strangeness deal. It's one of those things that there are certain aspects of the paranormal that bleed into the other aspects.
Right.
And so there are certain UFO cases that are so strange that kind of bleed into these other aspects. And one of these aspects is the cattle mutilation scenario, which may not be connected to UFOs at all, but for some people it's intimately connected. So,
this is going to be difficult for me to say both without laughing and without offending, but here's not offending you. I mean, offending a listener.
Classic Chauncey.
Great. So part of my issue with cattle mutilation is the same problem that I have, thanks to Whitley Strieber, with the idea that aliens are coming and rectally probing people. I know it's ridiculous, but here we are scientifically as a people. We can barely get to another planet. We haven't even sent a person to another planet, and we gave up sending people to the moon a long time ago. And so here we are, and we're able to look inside ourselves and other animals without cutting them apart. It's hard for me to believe that aliens are traveling across massive, massive distances in order to need to shove something inside of people or cut out parts of animals in order to understand them.
I am 100% with you. It's a completely illogical scenario. If you're capable of making a trip across interstellar distances, they've defeated the distance between here and wherever they're coming from, light years away.
Right.
They're making that kind of effort.
But they can't see through skin.
And anally probe a mammal.
Right.
It's
hard to believe.
Holy water, no.
But are there any more down-to-earth, literally speaking, explanations of what's going on that are out there?
Yeah, what are some of the other possibilities?
Well, I mean, the idea that this is a result of predators or scavengers is still thrown out there. But the wounds are not the kind of wounds that are left behind on an animal by, say, a wolf or a coyote or any other scavenger on the planet. So that doesn't hold any water. The government scenario, I'm with you. They would have their own land and their own cattle. They wouldn't go out of their way to take the livestock of voters, potential voters, if you want to take that angle with it. But that's still a possible scenario because, again, that's an earthly scenario. And we all know the government has done some pretty outrageously horrible things, not just to animals but to humans.
Yeah. And the government doesn't always behave rationally, just like any group of people.
So that's a possible scenario. And there's a few other fringe ones that are really out there. I know I heard one that was sort of like a – not a virus, but some sort of microbial organism that attacks these animals and removes the or eats away at the body parts that are taken away,
like the soft tissue or something.
Yeah, and I guess that's potentially true because it is the soft tissue that's taken away. The bones are left behind.
Right.
But again, I've yet to see an examination of a body on that level. A microbial examination saying, okay, is there anything left behind by this predatory microbe to show it's actually in existence? I haven't seen any paperwork about that. So, but those are kind of the major theories that are thrown out there above and beyond the UFO theory, which is always there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't expect you to know the answer to this. This is more of a rhetorical question, but like, what exactly is involved in draining the blood from a living critter? You know, I mean, that's like it. Is that something that's even capable of being done in a few hours?
Yeah. Let me tell you, it takes all weekend.
The bodies have been found with no blood. There's been no puncture wounds.
Right.
I'm not a medical professional, so I might be way off base. But I would think, okay, if you had some medical apparatus to puncture the body of an animal, you could, with medical devices, drain the blood from the body. You could do that.
Yes.
But there's been no sign of any kind of puncture wounds to lead me to believe that that's what's happening. When you cut an animal open, blood spews forth from the body. Right. Regardless of what kind of surgical procedures you use, there's blood loss. Blood goes everywhere. Unless these procedures are being done somewhere else, and then the body's left behind where it's found. But then that adds another... that adds another thing to the theory that you have to explain. You have to explain not only why is this being done, how is this being done, but how are they transporting the body? Who is transporting the body? It makes it much more complex to explain. But other than mechanical apparatus, I can't think of anything in Mother Nature's realm that would allow the draining of blood from a body. So.
All right, William, we're coming up on our next break. You're listening to William Pullen here on Radio Wasteland, and we're talking about cattle mutilations. Fun, fun, fun. Come on back.
Oh, I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
Alan Gordon, Coach Metric Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
To Radio Wasteland and our guest William Pullen. We're talking about cattle mutilations.
Outrageous.
A word I have been having a hard time saying this.
I think that's three of us. Yeah. That's a tongue twister.
So. Yeah. So I think I already have some idea, but what do you think, William? What do you like? So as a UFO researcher, do you think the two are connected?
I think at best there might be a loose connection at best. But I don't know any way we could prove that.
So maybe a loose connection could be that a UFO sighting had occurred. There's some radiation around, and the government is coming in to research that, or?
That's a possibility. Yeah. I don't know. I think there's the percentage of mutilations that have a sighting attached to them need to be explored, and maybe there's a connection there. But I'm with you. I don't see any kind of motivation for an extraterrestrial species to travel all this distance to examine mammals.
And once again, why not just take the whole thing?
And
jettison
it out
into space.
If we were exploring another planet, we probably wouldn't spend much time on the lower animals. We would tend to be interested in the more advanced animals.
Right.
So yeah. We're a little more advanced than cattle. Although they don't make war with each other, so.
Yeah.
But I think the aliens would be if they're coming here, then they'd be more interested in us. But so I think there's a loose connection there, possibly. possibly is the word. So
maybe they're all. This is obviously the most advanced life on Earth because it has four stomachs. You know, so it's obviously evolved.
That's one way to look at it. Sure. Yeah.
You know, it makes me think of that Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie where Ford Prefect's trying to introduce himself to a car. And Arthur has to knock him out of the way because he thinks cars are the dominant life on the planet, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's good writing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the weirdest thing. And it's one of those topics that when we first talked about doing it, I thought, okay, well, this is something that's really interesting because I think it's really interesting. I thought Kara would think it was interesting because of the potential cryptid vampire sort of connection that is going on.
Yeah. You know me far too well.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's disturbing.
Cryptids is one of the other high strange parallels that is going on here.
I'm sure it's one of the explanations.
Chupacabra is the explanation.
There you go. Yeah.
To the extent that a cryptid did it is an explanation, which I don't know.
Right.
That even really qualifies.
Well, one of the ones that I was reading, actually, the only footprints that they found around it were referred to as suction cup-like.
Oh.
You know. Yeah. as to what kind of creature here on Earth would leave behind footprints like that?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know of one.
Rogue blood-sucking octopi, obviously.
Right.
There you go. I mean, I guess all explanations are still on the table because this is still an unknown enigma.
Yeah.
So there's clearly some more speculative theories out there. But without any huge amount of concrete evidence, we haven't really eliminated any of them, really. So
William, we know you as a... Jared Squidward. All right. No, he's underwater, Jared. We know you as this nuts and bolts researcher, and we love having you on because of this, because you bring a healthy amount of skepticism to the topic. What is your beliefs in paranormal, just in general, you know, outside of the sort of scientific aspects of ufology, you know, when it comes to ghosts, paranormal, cryptids, you know, stuff like that, where does your belief lie in there?
I firmly believe that all possibilities are possible. That was a double positive there, I think. the lack of evidence for a certain kind of scenario doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That just means you don't have any evidence to prove it.
Right.
I mean, I go back to from a scientific standpoint, we know more about the moon than we know about the surface, about the underneath surface of our oceans here on our own planet.
Right.
So there's a lot of unknowns on our own planet that may or may not be explainable using the scientific method.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which means there's a lot of possibilities out there that, I mean, people are experiencing things, whether they are apparitions, cryptids, UFOs. People are experiencing things that have a traumatic effect on their lives. And some of these things can't be explained by science. So yeah. I'm open to them.
I agree. I ask because, yeah. You know, to me, cattle mutilations.
There you go.
Man, stop mocking me, Kara.
Hi.
Cattle mutilations, to me, kind of have always fallen a little more under paranormal than it has ufology.
Yeah. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I mean, it's for me, it's troubling too because it's these poor creatures are being butchered, for lack of a better term.
I agree.
It's very troubling. It's not like you saw a UFO, you saw a ghost. Okay, nobody was harmed by that. They might undergo a little bit of emotional trauma, but they're not dead. These animals are being butchered.
Yeah,
and
tortured.
That's very troubling
basically.
To me.
Yeah, you know? And it's really gruesome.
Yeah,
like
very gruesome.
Very much so.
Nightmare
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, when I think about it, I definitely, well, when I did the research for this show, you know, I knew it was a thing out there, but it was one of these rare topics that when I looked into it, I found out how much credibility there was to it actually going on, and I was really taken aback by that. So I went into this thinking, you know, to me, that's definitely in the realm of paranormal, and now I really kind of still feel that it's in the realm of paranormal, but just with a disturbing amount of credibility to it.
Yeah.
That's a good statement, you know. Yeah, very credible, especially the way the law enforcement agencies have attacked it, or attempted to.
Right.
They've clearly taken it very seriously.
Right.
As opposed to that, and that makes it different from a lot of the other paranormal scenarios, be it whether it's ghosts or UFOs or cryptids. Cattle mutilations have been taken very seriously by the general law enforcement agencies around the country. So that makes it very different than the other aspects of paranormal.
And for people who believe in it, a lot of the ufology, you know, the UFO connection is definitely there, because when I was reading about the FBI investigation, they did two investigations simultaneously so that they could compare the results. And one of them took place at Los Alamos. So the idea that the government sent it there, and if we're firm believers that Los Alamos is connected to these things, you know, there's a reason why it was sent there.
I mean, it pays dividends to attack and investigate all possible aspects. You can't eliminate anything.
Right.
So it, that's a good way to attack it. You know, I mean, at least try to eliminate. With this kind of scenario, all you can do is eliminate the possibilities, whittle it down. You can't come to a definitive explanation, but you can kind of eliminate what it isn't.
You know, one thing that really disappointed me about all this was that we invested all this money. It was about $50,000 into the research. You know, with this UFO investigations that was coming out in the news, that we invested several million dollars into that and then gave up on it. It really sort of disappoints me to – it really solidifies the belief in me that we don't actually have – a Fox Mulder sitting in the FBI.
Yeah.
We don't have a corner of the FBI that really deals with this stuff solely.
That seems to be the case. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a unit that's established strictly for investigating this kind of anomalous activity. Yeah, it seems to be the case.
Right.
So they may have been different in the past, and there may be some groups that are loosely involved in investigating it, but not definitively. In other words, there's not a group that their sole assignment is to attack this problem. I wouldn't think so, no.
So how often does this happen? Are we talking, you know, once a year a sighting comes out, maybe once every couple of years?
As far as mutilations, I've yet to be able to find any definitive numbers as to how many are being reported.
Interesting.
I've heard things like, back in the 70s, they were reporting like 1,300 cases a year.
Right.
Wow. That's a lot.
So it was a pretty large number. As to what it is now, I have not been able to find any kind of number.
There's not data.
So it would be random speculation on my part. Okay. But I'm assuming it's still going on. I don't know if it's as common as it was back then. It may be more common now. I mean, we don't know. So. But it's still happening on a fairly consistent basis, I believe. So.
Well, William, unfortunately, we're here at the end of the interview. Maybe you could tell our audience a little bit where they can find out more about you and about your Facebook group that is very active.
Well, you can find me at You For Real, a historical review. That's my Facebook interactive group that's specifically angled toward the UFO phenomenon. And my new effort is UFO Cryptid Investigations. That's an investigative group. We have our page on Facebook. We collect sighting reports and give people a platform to talk about their experiences with anomalous activity without fear of ridicule. So that's where everyone can find me. So,
well, thank you very much, William. We're always happy to have you on the show. You're a member of the team,
love
in my opinion.
Here.
Yep. All right. You've been listening to William Pullen here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking it out.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days.